Good Monday morning and welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this program that features talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths. Today, Martina Kochan relates her experience that many of us can relate to, trying to bake the perfect pumpkin pie.
One of the highlights of my hometown, Washington Island, Wisconsin, is the Trinity Lutheran Church Ladies' Harvest Dinner. It is the perfect appetizer to the upcoming holidays. It is fuel for the physical, food for the soul, and funding for charitable giving. This delectable turkey and all the trimmings dinner takes a lot of volunteering to feed 500 hungry people in 3 sittings. For my small part, I make, bake, and take 2 deep dish pumpkin pies to the event. The ladies want us to use the recipe on the Libby's can. Maybe for consistency, maybe to tell questioning guests the ingredients, or maybe the simple recipe is so easy to follow, the pies turn out tasting great. Au contraire, my ladyships, there is always the possibility of imperfection, especially if I am doing the baking. It was late afternoon Friday, the day before the dinner, when I began making crusts, whisking pumpkin and the other 6 ingredients, and making sure the oven was set to 425. Needless to say, I am no Martha Stewart with her leaf-embellished crusts, but I did give it the old college try, making the edge of the crust pretty. I must have spent too much time on the crust, or maybe I was distracted by all the beautiful Martha crusts, or maybe, at my age, I am just forgetful. But when the pies didn't set after an hour in the oven, I reread the ingredients. Instead of 7 ingredients, there were 8. I had forgotten to add eggs, the main ingredient for structure. Taste test. Nope, not even tons of whipped topping could remedy these imperfect pies. I mentioned this is an island, right? And there is only one grocery store, right? As my luck would have it, the store was already closed for the day. I tossed and turned all night, worrying that there would not be any Libby's pure pumpkin left, let alone the other 7 ingredients. After all, others had already bought the ingredients for a total of 99 pumpkin pies. Early the next morning, my husband and I rushed to Man's Grocery. Yes to pumpkin, yes to all the other ingredients. No to frozen deep dish crusts. The regular pie crusts would have to do. I didn't have time to make or roll out crusts. I was telling Jeffrey at checkout about my messed up pies, and he said, "Well, why don't you do what everyone else does? Buy Marie Callender's frozen pumpkin pies." My husband ran to the freezer to look, but they were all sold out. Note to self, next year, Marie Callender will be my very best friend. We rushed home, and other than spilling some pumpkin filling on the trim of the crust, all went well. About 11 a.m., I delivered the 2 imperfect regular crust pies to the church. The other perfect deep dish pumpkin pies were lined up on tables. I put mine way in the back and proceeded to the check-in. When I told the lady my name, I watched her run a finger down the list. "Well, I don't see your name here. I'll just add it." I told her thank you and walked away thinking, gee, no one was aware I was even bringing pies. All that worrying and scurrying for nothing. No one would have missed my imperfect pies. Holidays are not about worrying and scurrying. Holidays are for gathering family and friends together with all our imperfections in love, appreciation, and to give thanks for our many blessings. By the way, would you please pass some of that humble pie?
Sundial contributor Martina Kokin of Elkmont, Alabama, considers herself one of the luckiest people on earth. She has 7 grandchildren and plenty of time to ride her horses. Martina has spent a number of years volunteering for Camp Bluebird, a retreat for adult cancer patients, and treasures what she gains from that experience. You can hear Martina's story again or hear any of the past Sundial stories and poetry by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on Sundial under the Shows and Podcast tab. And be sure to tune in next Monday morning at 9 when we will present another new episode of the Sundial Writer's Corner here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.